It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody out there is having a great Sunday morning. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go on demand every day, any day of the week, and go to WPXE1041FM.com, and you can listen to the programs there throughout the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with One By Elevation Rhythm, and it's a song called Goodbye Yesterday. Hands up!
Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord. I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord. I've been born again. Yeah. Oh, I've been born again. Again and again and again and again. Rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to sing. Now I'm dancing on the grave of I once lived in. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of a new day. I won't waste another minute in my old ways. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Goodbye yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I've got resurrection in my veins. Praise the Lord, I've been born again and again and again and again.
Little bit of Elevation Rhythm there for you. A song called Goodbye Yesterday. You know, it's all about saying goodbye to your old life and focusing on our new life in Christ Jesus, giving Him all the glory, giving Him all the honor with our life. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, going to give you one by Jamie McDonald. A song called Desperate.
I'm at the end of myself and I'm tired. I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope, I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now. Oh God, I'm desperate.
I want to dance like David, I want a faith like Paul. I wanna sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I wanna face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary. I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things. Cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
A little bit of Brandon Lake there for you. A song called That's Who I Praise. There is only one who deserves all glory and honor. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. The only one who laid down his life and poured out his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we could be made new, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we could have an eternal hope. Right now we got one by Bodie, Whisper in the Wind.
When I'm feeling my feet are tired from running so hard for miles, you are the air I really need. When life is a roller coaster and I start to lose composure, you're in the drops and in between. And every time I'm stuck in indecision, losing my vision, you close the distance. And I don't need to see it to believe it, but my whole life you've been all that I needed. And I felt you in the fire and the rain. So help me learn to listen when you're speaking, cause love is not a secret that you're keeping. And I felt you when the walls are caving in. Yeah, you're with me in the whisper and the wind.
I stayed in, trying to bear the weight when all that I want is already done. You bridge the space I'm feeling when all that I see is ceiling. Every time that I look up, and every time I'm stuck in indecision, losing my vision, you close the distance. No, I don't need to see it to believe it. But my whole life, you've been all that I needed. And I felt you with the fire and the rain. So help me learn to listen when you're speaking. Cause love is not a secret that you're keeping. And I felt you when the walls are caving. Whisper and the
You know, when the Lord calls us out of the darkness into his light, well, you see, we achieve this, well, it's by placing our faith in Christ Jesus, the Son of God, proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life. And that's leaving our old life behind and focusing on our new life that we now have in him. 1 John 5:4-5 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God." You see, by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, we believe that Christ Jesus laid down his life upon the cross, that he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of my sin and your sin, and that he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we can have new life in him now. You see, this newness of life we receive. And at that moment, he anoints us with the Holy Spirit. And you see, this is his promise that we are his. It's by him anointing us with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1:22 says, he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised us. Wow. You see, 2 Corinthians tells us, well, when we receive the Holy Spirit, that's the first installment. And that's his guarantee, that he guarantees everything he has promised us. When we belong to him, the enemy has no power over us, because we have victory through the only one who conquered sin and death. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. My prayer today is that you belong to him, that you don't belong to this world, that he is Lord and Savior of your life, and you're having a personal walk with him today. And if not, then open your life and open your heart to him. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. Believe on him today and proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life. And be made new today. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by Iron Bell Music. And it's a song called Belong to You. Romans 4:25 says this: He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. You see, when Christ Jesus laid his life upon that cross and poured out his blood upon that cross, we see it was because of our sin. He rose again, conquering sin and death. Well, so that we could be made right with God. So that we could have an everlasting hope. You see, when we have his promise that we are his and we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, well, we will never be the same. Our desire becomes a life of serving our Lord and Savior, living a life of worship, a life of obedience, where we have abundant life in Him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." You see, when our new life has begun, we will never be the same because the Spirit that lives within us, well, He produces this kind of fruit within us, within our lives. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And you see, that's why we will never be the same. We are being made new in Christ Jesus, and our desire is to be closer each day to Him. Our desire is that our faith and our trust would continue to grow, as well as our love for Him, so that our relationship continues to grow. If you are born in the Spirit of God, you will never be the same, because you are a new person in Christ Jesus today. If you want to be made new in Christ Jesus today, call upon His name and experience what it means to have abundant life, to have a joy that's deep within your soul, to be anointed with the Holy Spirit, and to be filled with the love. Well, it'll change every aspect of your life. It leads us in our next song. It's by Ellie Holcomb, and it's a song called "I Will Never Be the Same."
When you rolled the stone away, when you walked out of the grave, you were standing in the light of day, and everything changed. You said, "Do not be afraid." You were scarred to heal the pain. You defeated death and shame, and everything's changed. Everything's changed.
said my fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa. At your wrath, never gonna get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
It's all about having new life in Christ Jesus. A little bit of Mercy Me, Old Death. And right now, Megan Woods with a song called The Truth.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child, I make him proud and I make free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead.
You see, the truth is, when we are made new in Christ Jesus, well, we don't belong to this world anymore. We are a child of God. And one day, we will be with Him for all eternity. But as for now, we ask Him to lead on, Good Shepherd, as we live this life so that we can live a life to bring Him glory, to honor Him. To live a life of worship. It leads us into our next song. It's by Patrick Mayberry and Crowder, and it's a song called Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand. Turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, Good Shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way. You walk me through the valley, but you never steer me wrong. So lead. You brought me through. Seems a mighty big mountains that just up and moved. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, that's my song. Walking with my Father into the great unknown. Lead on, Good Shepherd. Steer me wrong. So lead on, Good Shepherd, lead on.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. And right now, got one by Rhett Walker. A song called Look at God.
Yeah. Still praising,
bit of Cane there for you. A song called I Made It. There's only one way that we can make, and it's through Christ Jesus. He is above all and is all. And he is life itself. Right now we got one by Toby Mac, A Little Church.
For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I let the charge. Chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands that made me to make me whole again. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing back to when I was a child, believing that nobody's too lost to get found. I could use a little church right now. That steeple up on top, no. Ain't talking about them hot views, or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road, or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so get found. I could use a little church right now.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And it's great to be with you guys for another day. Right now, we got one by Third Day, and it's a song called Love Song.
Said that a man would climb a mountain just to be with the one he loved. How many times has he broken that promise? It has never been done. Well, I never to be with you, I would do anything. There's no price I would not pay. No, and just to be with you, I would give everything, and I would give my life away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A song that truly reminds us, well, that Jesus gave it all so that he, well, could have a personal walk with us, so that we could once again have that walk with the Father. What an awesome God that we have. Hey guys, at this time I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. I'm going to give you one by CC Winans, and it's a song called That's My King.
I wish I could tell you, wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint a whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, he is merciful.
There is only one true King, one true God, one unfailing Father, one who will never abandon us. When we are His child, we are His forever. You see, when we study the Old Testament, we see how the one true God has always been an unfailing Father. The one true God who is just and full of love, love that came to us through His only Son, Christ Jesus. And justice, well, will come when all who follow their own way, well, instead of following Him, when it comes to the end of age, well, that's when they will be judged and thrown into the lake of fire. But His word tells us, today is the day of salvation. So if you are one of the ones that, well, have followed your own way and haven't opened your life to Christ and been made new and born in the Spirit of God, His word tells us that today is the day of salvation. Today you can be set free from the bondage of sin by calling on the only one who poured out His blood for the forgiveness of sin. The only one who conquered death, who conquered sin. You see, you can be made new and whole when you believe and place your faith alone in Christ. To go and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life, following Him always. 1 John 14 tells us this. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. You see, the reason why we have seen it is because He came in the flesh. He conquered sin and death. He rose from the grave so that we could have new life in Him, so that we could experience the love of the unfailing Father, so that we could once again have that walk with Him. Psalms 31:17 says, "Don't let me be disgraced, O Lord, for I call out to You for help. Let the wicked be disgraced, let them lie silent in their graves." When we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, He is with us. No matter what takes place in this world, He is with us, even unto when we see Him face to face. Psalm 63:2-3 says, "I've seen You in Your sanctuary and gazed upon Your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise You." You see, this life here is very short. But in this life, when we come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer, you see, that's where we find purpose of life. Because our purpose in this life is to live for Jesus, to share Jesus with the world, so that all might receive His saving grace, His agape love, mercy, and a hope for all eternity. Today, I hope that you're experiencing His forgiveness, His love, His mercy, and His grace. And if you're not today, you can experience it by calling on Christ Jesus to save you today. You see, it's about opening your life to Him and placing your faith alone in Christ Jesus. He gave it all so that we could have a personal walk with Him. And when we cry out to Him and ask for that forgiveness of sin, when we place our faith alone in Him and believe that He gave it all and He lives today and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life, well, it's then that we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, God's assurance that we are His. Don't pass up knowing the unfailing Father. He is full of love and mercy and grace, but He is a just God. And someday, all will stand before Him. My prayer is that when we go to see Him, that you'll be caught up with those who are in Christ Jesus. Because there is, some bad times coming for those who do not have him as Lord and Savior of your life. And then at the end, there's the tribulation period comes, and at the end, it's the great white throne. Where all who have never followed Jesus, trusted him with their lives, placed their faith alone in him, will be thrown into the fire for all eternity. So my prayer is today that you would open your life to him today and experience what life is all about. Experience what it means to have a hope for all eternity. It's only found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. And it's a song by Sila. And it's a song called Unfailing Father. You see, guys, when we are saved, when we are made new, when we are made whole, we leave our old life, our old sinful life behind, and we now follow and live for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:6 says this, "And now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." You see, we only say the words asking Jesus to come into our life and asking him to forgive us to start our relationship with him. But Colossians 2:6 is very clear when it says, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. You see, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are his for all eternity. And that's why we are to continue to follow him. And to do this, well, Ephesians tells us to live a life, well, that this world can see Christ within you. And to do that, Ephesians 5:2 says, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." It's living a life of obedience, doing his will with a heart of gratitude to our Lord and Savior. When we follow him, Ephesians tells us to live a life filled with love. And we do this by following his example. You see, as Christ walked upon the earth, he showed us what and how we should truly love people. We are to love people enough to speak the truth to everyone we meet, sharing all of God's word and how someone can be healed from their sinful ways, to be able to step into his light. And how are they supposed to know that unless we share Jesus with them, unless we share the truth with them? You see, God gave us his holy and living word so that we can abide in him, his holy and living word that speaks life and truth. And so if we go about living our daily life not hearing or accepting what God's word tells us, what we're telling, or well, we're telling the Lord we want no part with him. But whenever we listen to his word, heed to his word, and live that life of obedience to him, it means that we want more of him, that we desire to have a closer walk with him, that we desire to live that life of obedience so that he is honored, so that he is set above all. So continue to follow him, to share the message of hope with the people you meet. If Jesus has changed your life, you'll never be the same. You're made new in him. And it says in Philippians that he gives you the desire to not only obey him, but he'll empower you to go and do his will. And that's to share the message of hope with the people that surround you. It leads us in our next song. It's by Ashes Remain. And it's a song called Follow.
Alone in my flesh, leaving wreckage behind, sinking in my own sin. I was a dead man, you brought me to life again. You paid my debt, ransomed my soul, gave me the strength to stand.
no other could ever come close. In the wake of your mercy, I'll follow you.
It's about running the race of life with endurance until we meet him face to face. He is an awesome God,
God
who
is
gives
great.
Life.
Give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. Have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above with
wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
And even when I ran, he didn't run away. He came and put death back in its place. Friday on a cross, broken for my shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you.
A little bit of Phil Wickham there for you, a song called What an Awesome God. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now we got John Reddick and We the Kingdom helping him out on this, a song called No Fear.
It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith, but the God I know said
not over my life. God's over my life, not over my battles, not over my struggles, not over my life. God's over my life, not over my family, not over my future, not over my life. God's over my life, not over my battles, not over my struggles, not over my life. God's over my life. Yeah, though I walk through the
sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you, yeah. God, I know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing that if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn up. 'Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, yeah, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and I'm forgetting.
There is only one who can lift us up from our lowest point of life, and he is Christ Jesus. He is the only one who can give us peace to carry us through, a rest for our soul. If you are His, you are part of His church. Leads us into our next song. It's my new song. It's a song called Church People.
City, a small town, hands held high, the walls fall down. If your heart's on fire, if it's changed your life, let the whole world know it's time to testify. So come on, come on, come on, come on, tell me, come on, come on, let me ask you this. You've been changed like me. Know there's power in the blood. It'll set you free. So come on, come on, come on, come on, tell me.
Church people, where you at? Hold your hands up high like it's a matter of fact. If you love my Jesus, then you won't hold back. Tell me right now where my church people at. It's people like you and people like me. Forever saved and forever changed. It's who we are, unashamed. It's people like you and people like me. We can't believe that we've been set free.
God did it. So give him the glory. Honor him with your life. Micah Tyler, God did it. Right now, we got one by Stephen Stanley. It's a song called I Still Have You.
When I look in my daughter's eyes, I see my history, I feel the lies. And so I tell you, I'll hold the line if I'm with you. I know I'll be alright. If I lost it all and I still had you, I would trade my heart for a moment of truth. I tried to be happy, I tried to find love, chase down dreams, it was never. Wake me up. Been driving all night. My eyes are tired from the neon signs. And all I've got to make up for some lost time. Wake me up. I'm coming home. If I lost it all and I still had you, I would trade my heart for a moment or two. I tried to be happy, I tried to find love, chase down dreams, it was never. Why Jesus died, but now I see from a father's eyes. Oh, if I still have you, I'll be alright. Oh, if I still have you, I'll be alright.
It's a song that truly reminds us that, well, this world can take everything we have, but we have all that we need in Christ Jesus. And you see, when we share the message of Jesus, we are sharing how people can find rest for their souls, freedom from sin and death. Ephesians 1:7 says, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son. And forgave our sins. You see, because He is so rich in kindness and grace, we purchased our freedom. And Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, He said, Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. You see, that's rest for your soul. When we give our burden of sin over to Jesus and ask Him to forgive us, placing our faith alone in Him, and proclaiming Him Lord and Savior of our life, well, the Spirit of God now lives within us to guide us in the path of righteousness. It's His promise, His assurance, that we are His. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So when we have Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, And because the Spirit now lives within us, the Holy Spirit now lives within us, well, there is freedom within us. Freedom from sin and death because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:13 through 14 says, "For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins." It was Jesus who paid the price so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven. So know, when we are forgiven, when we are made new, when we are his, Romans 6:14 tells us this: "Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace." Experience freedom through Christ Jesus today and receive an eternal hope by opening your life to Christ Jesus today, asking him to be Lord and Savior of your life today, asking him to make you new, to make you whole, and receive the Holy Spirit that will guide you in the path of righteousness that leads to him. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Zach Williams, and it's a song called Freedom.
My hands were tied, my feet were bound. Buried alive, covered in ashes. My soul was 6 feet underground. Then you rolled that stone away. You pulled me from the grave. Praise the Lord, I saw the light and I'll never be the same.
See, when we experience his life-changing love, being anointed with the Holy Spirit, Well, it's then that we desire to live like Jesus, sharing his love with the people we meet. Romans 12, 9 through 11 says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with a genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. You see, we are always to work hard and enthusiastically in serving our Lord and Savior, to love people enough to share the truth, his word, with love and genuine affection, so all may see that he is a loving and just God. Galatians 5:13 says, for you have been called to live in freedom, my dear brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. You see, when we receive that freedom through the Holy Spirit, freedom from sin and death because Christ Jesus rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, well, we are to use that freedom to serve one another in love. Just as Christ came and gave his life and poured out his blood so that my sin and your sin could be forgiven, we are to go and share the message and hope of Jesus in love with the people we meet, and to show and to share that message of love is to speak the truth to people. You see, when we don't speak the whole truth of his word to people, we're not doing people any favor. We're not presenting Christ Jesus to them. Because to present Christ Jesus to them is to share the truth of God's word on how they can be healed and made whole from their sinful ways, from their sins. And when we do that, you know, we are just the vessel sharing his message. It is the Holy Spirit that does the work within that other person so that they might come unto his saving grace and receive eternal life that's only found in Christ Jesus. So when we live like Jesus, when we live like that, sharing his love, sharing his truth, well, we're wanting to be an example of Christ Jesus in this life, so we have the desire to share his message and hope with the world. And his word tells us that he will empower us to go and do his will. He will give us the strength to do his will. My prayer is that you are sharing Jesus with the world, because you see, when we come unto his saving grace and we receive eternal life that's only found in him, when we hear his truth and his word, we aren't to keep that to ourselves. We are to go and share it with the world, to love people enough to share the truth with them. That's what it means to truly love like Jesus. To love each other with genuine affection and taking delight in honoring each other. You see, if we're just keeping the message of Jesus to ourselves, are we really truly living a life that Jesus would have us live? Because we're only thinking of ourselves then. But when we think of others and put them first, we're going to share the message of hope, the message where they can find freedom, the message of truth, where they can be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. It leads us into our next song. It's by Sidewalk Prophets. It's a song called Live Like That. It's to live like Jesus.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I love when no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of us? Was my worship more than just a song? I wanna live like that and give it all I have.
change your heart? Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, is there evidence that I've been changed?
It's all about living for Jesus, sharing the message and hope that's found in Him. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I want to also remind you, you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand at any time throughout the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.